right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say to everybody in the chat tonight, let me see as many as I can get to anyway. JD Joy is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Malamute Lover's on. Malligator is on. JGCK is on. K4 VMS is on. Skunk 71 is on. Robin McGroin is on. Man 26, good evening back to you, is on. Let me see here. Mike Griffith is on. LA 10 Times is on. K4 VMS is on. Agravain is on. Robin Aroni is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Greg 9 Mon is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Lady Vu is on. Salty Gonads is on. Judy Anita is on. Let me see here. Hugo Stiglitz is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Let me see. USA Abbey Girl is on. General Plowman is on. Let me grab a couple more here. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. Lady Vu is on. King Slutsy McGroin is on. Granite 2468 is on. Supergirl 21 is on. Golf Master 1 is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. N Johns 127 is on. Let me see. Mobetta 01 is on. Ever Eden is on. All right, two or three more. Veronica 18201 is on. Let me see here. Let me grab one more. Debnew 2011 is on. One more I haven't seen yet. Let me see. Conservative Waffle is on. Wait, there's my buddy. Big Jim Go Blue is also on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. So it appears John Brennan is up next. You can go the first one, guys. Gunther Eagleman tweet. I was about to say Gunther Eagleman tweet is on. There we go. All right, breaking ex-CIA boss John Brennan referred to DOJ for criminal prosecution. Caught lying to Congress because he was lying to Congress several years ago. Statute of limitations has not run out yet. And by the way, even if the statute of limitation runs out on their perjury charges, you have the conspiracy against rights charges because John Brennan orchestrated him, Clapper, of course, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, James Comey, try to get all the other ones involved, Andrew McCabe, Rod Rosenstein orchestrated, Hillary Clinton, Mark Elias, Perkins Coie, Christopher Steele, Igor Danchenko, I mean, all, you know, Fusion GPS, all of them, Perkins Coie, all of them orchestrated the Trump collusion hoax, which, by the way, goes in many different directions. And, a verbiage that I use all the time in the podcast, many, many tributaries to that river. I mean, you can go all the way over to MI6. And there's actually an excellent detail article about it today, which I'll get to in a minute, part of the Trump, starting off with Trump tonight. But, of course, Brennan did the intelligence community assessment, the ICA. What happened was the ICA comes in. They have ICAs all the time, but the ICA comes in reference to Trump and Russia in November of, it would be 2016, right, Aaron? Obama went all the way to 27, yeah, January, yep. Right before he left office. Sometimes those years get a little confusing. And I was thinking about the years of Obama today, because if I get to it, I will get to it tonight. Obama's presidential library is still not done, not remotely close to being done, which is the living embodiment of his presidency. Barack Obama has been out of office for nearly 9 years, 3 years short of 9 years, and he hasn't built his presidential library yet. Just shows you what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. But anyway, so you have John Brennan and Hussein Obama. Hussein gets the ICA, the Intelligence Community Assessment, in November, which says Trump is completely and totally exonerated. He has nothing to do with Russia. Nothing to do with Russia. Russia had he even said that Russia had nothing to do, because a lot of people will capitulate this point. They never should do it. Is that Russia did give money to influence the election, $250,000 in favor of Trump. That's completely erroneous. It's $200,000, $100,000 pro Trump, $100,000 pro Hillary. That's all they did. And all the intel actually showed was that Russia was readying themselves for a Hillary Clinton administration. So that was all in this ICA. They gave nothing to Trump. Trump didn't collude with them. He never met with them. Never met with them in the basement of the bank. No, it was nothing. None of that ever happened. There was no meetings. There was nothing. The Donald Trump Jr. meeting, nothing. Nothing ever happened. There was no collusion. That's what the ICA said in November, December of 2016. And those are supposed to be basically to say printed or publicized, it wouldn't be publicized, it would be publicized throughout the intel community. It was supposed to be publicized in that way, and Hussein Obama put an end to it. He said, absolutely not. Let's not publish this one. I need you, John Brennan, to do another one. John Brennan lied under oath to Congress when he said that he did not use, as he calls it, the Steele dossier. Everyone else on the planet says dossier. John Brennan, because he's an elitist idiot and a communist, by the way, a devout communist. I mean, absolute devout socialist communist. In his own writings, that's the truth. He calls it, of course, the Steele dossier because he wants to sound intelligent, and he's not. And it was known to not be an intelligent man inside of the CIA, just known to be very ambitious. But anyway, so Hussein tells Brennan, we need another ICA, we need another intelligence community assessment. And I need it to say that that Trump colluded with Russia. So that's what he does. And he uses the Steele dossier as the precedent for it, as the foundation for this new ICA. And then lies under oath and says, basically, I never even heard of the dossier. I never used it. It was never used. That's what he said. It was never used as a basis for any ICA, and specifically to the new one that Hussein Obama ordered. Now, the corruption is right there at the beginning. And if you go back, to the summer of 2016, July 2016, where you had the vaunted Oval Office meeting, where you had Brennan, Comey, Biden, Obama, and Susan Rice, I believe, all in that meeting. And they were talking about Hillary Clinton. I mean, again, the Clinton campaign, Hillary Clinton herself hired Perkins Coie, Mark Elias, who hired Fusion GPS, who hired Christopher Steele, hired Igor Danchenko, which made up the Steele dossier. Now, here's the interesting thing about this, though, is that Hussein Obama was already doing business with Mark Elias and Perkins Coie. Now, were they discussing what Hillary Clinton was doing, or were they discussing what they were all doing with Hillary Clinton? Which one do you think it is, Aaron? They were all in it together. Yeah. Okay, this was not the notes, or when you read the testimonies about these things. Well, we discussed in there that Hillary Clinton, which is so wild, because they'll come out and publicly discuss that they were in this meeting and they knew that Hillary Clinton was making up the collusion hoax. She had hired Mark Elias from Perkins Coie to hire Fusion GPS, to hire Christopher Steele, MI6, former MI6 agent and fired FBI informant, and Igor Danchenko, a Ukrainian operative, by the way, or slash Russian operative. And so the only Russian collusion was actually done by the Democratic Party. They know that Hillary Clinton is creating the collusion hoax, but then Comey, Brennan, Clapper, and everybody else decide to investigate it, right, and decide to frame George Papadopoulos and Svetlana Lakova and Michael Flynn and everybody else based off of what they knew was not true. Imagine what kind of person you have to be and sleep like a baby at night. You and I would be wrenching our loins all night long for framing somebody, spending $40 to $100 million. Because the $40 million is just Mueller. Who knows what they spent? Hundreds of millions of dollars to frame Donald Trump for a crime that doesn't even exist. Again, you're always hearing me say that Republicans are tried and convicted for crimes that don't even exist. Collusion's not even a crime. So number one, it's not a crime. Number two, he didn't even do it. And they didn't. They knew he didn't do it. And they said, let's investigate it anyway. So you know what? Right out of Stalin, give me the man, I'll give you the crime. So they go ahead and do this anyway. And again, I've come to a complete different understanding of this than I did just a few months ago, is because Obama was already talking to Mark Elias and Perkins Coie prior to that meeting. So he knew what was going on. And in my opinion, was part of it. Hiring Perkins Coie. He was already paying Perkins Coie and Mark Elias, the most corrupt attorney that there's ever been. So John Brennan knew absolutely what was going on. And that's why, and then the other, that's the corruption pseudo at the beginning, because it was happening long before this. Someday I'll do a complete timeline on the collusion hoax. Dan Bongino is an excellent source on all that. But anyway, so pseudo, the 2016 pseudo corruption began in July. That's when they discussed it, at least where it's documented. So then think about how corrupt you have to be. What is an intel community assessment? That is basically like Grok. Where Grok, all Grok does is coagulate all the information off of Twitter and give you an opinion.
Yep.
That's what it does. See, Aaron's backing me up, so in case I got it wrong. So that's what it does. It's not right. It's not wrong. It's what everybody is, in fact, saying. That's it. You don't go, Grok, I need a different Grok. That's not what you do. ICA is simply, this is what all the intel agencies are saying. These are what the agents are saying. These are what foreign intel, Five Eyes countries are saying. Here's the ICA. You don't change it. That would be like Aaron and I having a conversation. He even telling me to be at his house tomorrow at 10 a.m. so we can go get breakfast. And I go, I would like that change. After we leave, we don't discuss it anymore. And I just change it. I'm changing that discussion to, and what's the point of changing it? It's an innocuous discussion. An ICA is an innocuous assessment. It basically tells you what's going on. Why would you change it? Corruption. That's why. Corruption. Evil hearts of corruption. You have to have an agenda to change an innocuous document, just like they did to General Flynn's 302s with Peter Strzok. Changing his 302s, absolutely writes down his sworn affidavit, pseudo, not true affidavit, but sworn witness statement, 302, puts in there, Michael Flynn did not lie to me in any way, shape, or form, and then just changes it to Michael Flynn did lie to me. It's just like, right, they had the attorney at the FBI just, you know, email sent. Send an email to the CIA and see if Carter Page is an asset, please. Okay, no problem. Sends it to the CIA. CIA sends back. Yeah, he is an asset. He was talking to the Russians on our behalf. What does the FBI attorney do? Changes it to he's not an asset. Gets tried and convicted for that crime, gets a fine, and is now back to practicing law again. What would happen with you and I? We'd be strapped up by our gonads and spending the rest of our life in federal prison. I mean, it is a rigged system. I've got a story on a judge I've got to get to tonight that I've got to share with you. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, so just to show the difference between the Trump administration, to soothe the black-pilled people of the world like Aaron, Trump is actually doing something here. He is being referred to for prosecution, referred to Trump's DOJ. And all the crap that you hear that it has to be an independent DOJ, how many people believe that when you appoint people, that person's going to be independent? When I hire people at Foundation Church, I got two people that work for the church right here. They're not free to do whatever they want. They are appointed to work for me.
Right.
That's it. I mean, that's the same thing with the AG. And by the way, that's in the Constitution. There's no independent DOJ. Can we all stop pretending? If you're a Democrat, and those of us on the right, we don't pretend. The people who live in delusion, the people on the left who believe that a boy is a girl and a girl is a boy and lop off penis and testicles and breasts, and, you know, people like that who want to believe that 15,000 people crossing the southern border is a closed border. People like that, they just live in delusion. But we all know that every single AG that worked for Hussein Obama and Biden, whether it's Merrick Garland or anybody else you want to name, exclusively worked for the president of the United States as at his behest. You had Fannie Willis's lover. I forgot his name now. I can't believe I forgot his name. But anyway, we haven't talked about him for a while. But anyway, you had Fannie Willis's lover that she spent $600,000 of taxpayer money on.
Nathan Wade.
Nathan Wade. Thank you, Aaron. Yep. Meeting with Trump, with Biden's DOJ. This independent DOJ for Atlanta charges? For Georgia charges? What does that got to do with DOJ? What state charges have to do with the DOJ? DOJ's federal charges. Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis are state and local charges. I thought it was an independent DOJ. Absolutely not. Then you have Matthew Colangelo dispatched out to Alvin Twinkie's Bragg to coordinate Trump's 34 felony count conviction. Why would you be third in charge of the DOJ making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and then go take a $105,000 a year job as a line prosecutor for Alvin Bragg? Aaron, can you explain it to me?
No.
Aaron can't. There you go. I mean, again, there's never been an independent DOJ. So now Brennan is being referred by Congress to Trump's DOJ. He's going to be prosecuted. Now, there are obstacles in the way, which I'll get to in a minute. But anyway, here's one of the lies, or I believe the lie that he's actually being tried for right now. Clipkeeper video. John Brennan questioned by who we loved at the time, Trey Gowdy, about the Steele dossier. Play for me.
Do you know if the Bureau ever relied on the Steele dossier as part of any court filings, applications, petitions, pleadings?
I have no awareness.
Did the CIA rely on it?
No.
Why not?
Because we didn't, it wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information that we had. It was not in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community assessment that was done. It was not.
All the whistleblowers say exactly the opposite. He's cooked. Freaking cooked. He's done. And they don't need to stop. See, a lot of people think that it's going to stop with Comey and everything else with these obstruction or perjury charges, obstruction of Congress charges. He's got like two counts. It's not going to stop there. You got conspiracy against rights. Now there's a problem, though. There is a problem. Before I get to the next thing here. There's a guy by the name of Todd Blanche. He's the problem. If you watch Alex Jones, Alex Jones probably did 40 minutes on this today. Todd Blanche is the problem. He is the DAG, the Deputy Attorney General. We're like, no problem, Tom. He's the Deputy Attorney General. You have Pam Bondi. I'm a big fan of Pam Bondi to begin with. But anyway, problem is that Pam Bondi is currently in Florida. And she's always in Florida. I don't know if today she's in Florida, but you know what I mean. She lives in Florida, basically does her job as Attorney General remotely.
Ugh.
Okay. I pastor a church. I'm not dealing with hundreds of or thousands of cases per day in Washington, D.C. and everything else. I couldn't do this job remotely. You can't do that job remotely. I don't know what's going on, but the problem is that the DAG is running the daggum show. Todd Blanche is running the show. Problem with Todd Blanche is, and as Aaron ran it for me, he was a Democrat up until, I believe, January of 2021. January of 2021, folks. In other words, he didn't decide to be a Republican until Donald Trump hired him as an attorney for him. Now, that sounds like a plant, does it not? And Todd Blanche, this will soothe you, Aaron. This will make you feel good, Joe. This will make you feel good. Everybody watching the podcast right now, don't worry, because Todd Blanche is highly thought of in Washington, D.C. Strike one. Highly thought of among Democrats. Democrats look at Todd Blanche to go, there's the reasonable one. Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen anybody badmouthing Todd Blanche as a Democrat? Why would that be? Because he is one of them. And he was Trump's criminal defense attorney who lost every freaking case. And for some reason, it's like Aaron was talking about before the podcast, Trump's ridiculous Argentinian beef crap that he's pulling and screwing over all of the ranchers. What is he thinking? What is he thinking? Screwing over the people who elected you. And I like Javier Milei, but the thing is, he's certainly not perfect. And as Aaron said before the show, it's not Argentina first, it's America first. So I digress. Yeah. So I just wonder, that's a Trump blind spot. How do you not see that Todd Blanche, what has Todd Blanche done so far? Shall we look? He has sabotaged the DOJ's investigation into Alex Jones being railroaded by the CIA and FBI and the Biden DOJ. He's already sabotaged that to the place where the Supreme Court has turned down that case. And they should not, because the level, it got through three tiers to the Supreme Court. They have all these different interim hearings. And Alex Jones's case made it through all three. And then for some reason, the Supreme Court doesn't take it. He was the one sabotaging the Comey and Letitia James indictment. How does Trump not know this? I get that you're president, but I guarantee you he wants to get those people. If I was him, I would.
Yeah.
If I was him, I'd be prosecuting them. I can flat out tell you I'd be doing exactly what he's doing, and kudos to him for doing it. That's one thing that's so frustrating about Trump is how can you do something so stupid to hire Todd Blanche? There's a myriad of other, put Ken Paxton there. Can somebody please hire Ken Paxton? Why is this not happening? I don't understand. Or Andrew Bailey, who's now second in, you know, like the, what, a deputy director of, deputy, or co-deputy director of the FBI. Why is Todd Blanche there? A Democratic Party activist is the one who decides whether or not to prosecute cases. You remember Trump set out the Truth Social post to ban Bondi. Why aren't these people being prosecuted? Here's all the evidence. It's Schiff. It's Letitia James. It's James Comey. It's Brennan. Who's blocking it? Todd freaking Blanche. It's already been proven. Why is he there? It's another Trump blind spot. He's got to get rid of that idiot. Move Andrew Bailey over there or go get Ken Paxton. Fire Bondi and get Ken Paxton. That's what you do. Or you know what? Get Matt Gaetz for 180 days. He doesn't have to be confirmed. Get him for 180 days. I bet you things rock and roll then.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sick and tired of gelding. I'm tired of gelding Christians and gelding people who have no balls whatsoever. They won't say anything. They won't offend anybody. They don't ever do anything. They never accomplish anything. They always have a myriad of excuses. But to Trump's credit, Brennan is now on the chopping block, as he should be. Next one on the chopping block, hopefully, Mario Nafal tweets Jack Smith. Went after Ted Cruz's phone records. I mean, folks, if you're a Democrat and you love Jackie Smith, you love Jack Smith, who basically has failed in every prosecution he's ever done. He's failed with all the prosecutions of Donald Trump, too. The only way that Jack Smith ever wins a case is because the judge themselves and the court system itself is corrupt. So it's already a done deal before you ever get in there. But Jack Smith went after Ted Cruz's phone records in Trump investigation. Jack Smith's team secretly subpoenaed. Secretly. That's always good, isn't it, Aaron?
Yeah, always.
For everyone practices evil, hates the light, does not come to light, lest their deeds be exposed. Secretly. You know what? When you are a special prosecutor, you know what you're not supposed to do? Secretly subpoena. You know what else you're not supposed to do? Is alter evidence in the Mar-a-Lago raid, which he's done all of that. Jack Smith, and by the way, Jack Smith had to admit that to Eileen Cannon, the judge. So that's already on record that he altered, tampered every single one of those little file folders he put in there as a felony count in the Mar-a-Lago case. And he needs to be tried and imprisoned, and maybe he can go be imprisoned at The Hague where he used to work. AT&T refused to hand them over. But the move makes Cruz the ninth GOP senator the DOJ tried to monitor. Aaron, I thought the DOJ was independent.
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, always.
Cruz called it 21st century digital Watergate, accusing Biden's Justice Department of spying on political... Yeah. And that's why... And by the way, they're Bondi and Blanche, double B, get them out of the way. I don't know why Trump has these people in place. Get them out of the way. Here's my move. Here's my move. Ready? Andrew Bailey, fire Cash Patel, fire Bongino, put Bailey in charge of the FBI. And then move Ken Paxton to Attorney General.
Yeah.
And then I'll find a DAG somewhere. We'll figure out a DAG somewhere. Make Matt Gaetz the DAG. I don't think make him a DAG for 180 days or something. Whatever. Get all the people who aren't going to do anything, get them out of the way. And I'm not sold that Patel and Bongino are useless yet, but I'm almost sold. I'm almost black-pilled. All right, here's another one for you. Johnny B. Keep leaving him off the list. So what are our indictments so far? Let me see if I can get them all down here. We got Comey indicted, Letitia James indicted, and Johnny B., Mr. Mustache, is also indicted, and it looks like Jackie's going to get indicted, Jackie Smith, and it looks like Brennan's going to get indicted. They all need to go to federal prison for most of the rest of their lives. Faced with his wife and daughter going to jail because he leaked to them and used them to leak classified information, as he accuses Trump of doing the same thing. Can you imagine? I mean, I know you're probably those of you who watch the podcast. You're like, Tom, can you please not get into the analytical data every freaking time? I can't help it. I honestly cannot help it because I just don't understand how people live like this.
Yeah.
I honestly don't understand how. Listen, if you've committed a crime, what would you do? I mean, if you're a Christian, there's certain things you'd have to do. But I'm just saying in the world, just a worldly sense, a movie sense, whatever. Speak softly and certainly not bring up the crime. And you certainly wouldn't go on national TV and falsely accuse somebody of committing the crimes that you yourself have committed, which John Bolton did over and over and over again and called for his imprisonment. I guess people don't understand Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. For he sows to his flesh, will have the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will have the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You might want to read that stuff, Because you see, no matter what, God is sovereign. He's watching. He's over all. And he is not mocked. Whatever you put in the ground is coming up, Johnny B. Especially false accusations. God will find what you're truly guilty of and make sure that it's exposed to the light. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. Matthew 10:26. That's just Jesus talking.
Yep.
Bolton leaked through his wife. No wonder she looked like she was like she has seen a ghost when the FBI raided their house. It's only just begun. Johnny B is facing 18 felony counts under the Espionage Act.
Ouchie.
Watch it, Johnny B. But you know, by the way, you're not allowed to question DOJ. Because if you do, you're questioning democracy. So, you know, all the people that are questioning, and by the way, I've seen now a lot of Democrats come out and question the election. I guess now they're seditious insurrectionists, like the rest of us who question elections, right? Let's go to the next one. Paul East pull a video. President Trump is on pace to break records for deportations in 2025. Fox News, play for me.
And deportation numbers hitting record highs since President Trump's return to office. His administration booting more than 515,000 illegal migrants so far. 1.6 million illegals have left the country on their own, with immigration agents arresting 485,000. DHS saying that Trump is set to shatter the U.S. deportation record by the end of 2025.
This is how you know that you're not sycophantical in nature, is you speak of the great things that people do, along with the galactically stupid things like hiring Todd Blanche and selling out United States cattle ranchers. Let's not do that. I mean, think of the greatness of Trump, 17 to 20 trillion, with a T, dollars worth of investment into our economy. Awesome. Selling out our ranchers for Javier Milei, who I like. You don't do it. You can't do it. It's America first. I'll volunteer to pay more for ribeyes.
Yep, me too.
I volunteer to pay more for them. No problem whatsoever. Because if we volunteer to pay more in the short term, we won't in the long term. You go and you depend on foreign assets, you pay more in the long term. Because guess what's coming? Mr. T, tariffs coming. Right after you save their butt, they all turn on you. Boy, Tom, you sound hardened. Yeah, it's just true.
Yeah.
How many of you have not been turned on by your friends? But look at these numbers. The greatness of Trump. The absolute greatness of Donald J. Trump. The greatest president of my lifetime. Bar none. And I fully remember the Reagan administration for 8 years. And it was great. Trump's better. Look at this. 515,000 illegal migrants deported in 10 months with a disintegrated DHS and 1.6 million, three times that many, self-deported. A truly, truly amazing 585,000 illegals arrested. Boy, I'd like to run those Biden numbers, wouldn't you? 15,000 per day illegally entering the country, zero arrested. 30, somewhere between, nobody knows. I mean, that's always great, isn't it? The experts that tell you to inject things into your body, the experts can't even tell you how many people they let in the country. Nobody has any clue it's 15 to 30 million that he let in. We have no idea. Somewhere in the neighborhood of three New York cities is what Joe Biden allowed in the country. Now look at what Trump's doing. How can you possibly be a Democrat and look yourself in the mirror? Eric Doherty video. Breaking, U.S. Marshal has been shot. Play for me.
News alert. This is video that we just have in from moments ago from Los Angeles. This is according to multiple ICE and Fox News sources. A U.S. Marshal and an illegal alien were both shot in L.A. this morning. It was during an immigration operation. Both at this time, we are told, have non-life-threatening injuries. Fox is told that federal agents surrounded and boxed in a target. That target then rammed federal vehicles in an attempt to escape. The feds fired their weapons. One U.S. Marshal was hit in his hand in what initially appears to be a bullet ricochet. The target criminal alien was hit in the elbow, we are told. Both expected to be okay, and they are at the hospital, and we are awaiting an update on that situation.
All right, so the guy that shot the, well, yeah, I don't think, he didn't shoot. What happened was, if I got the story right, unless things have changed, is that the ICE agent was hit via ricochet. So they shot the illegal alien. The illegal alien is, here it is, Aaron, my favorite thing. Carlitos Ricardo Parias, a 44-year-old. Arriba. We got to get some background Mexican music going on here.
That was pretty good.
That was good. Aaron can do anything, seriously. All right, 44-year-old illegal alien from Mexico living in, shock of all shocks, South Los Angeles, is now charged in a criminal complaint. This is a little interesting story behind this guy, with assault of a federal officer. He is expected to make his initial appearance tomorrow at the Roy Ball Federal Building in downtown LA and would face up to 8 years in federal prison that we all have to pay for instead of him just being deported.
Great.
He has a huge TikTok following.
Oh.
So he's basically a celebrity. I go on TikTok, I get banned for life. An illegal gets on there, perfectly fine. All the Democratic Party pundits on influencers on TikTok call for the death of Republicans. They stay on forever. I use the word vax and I'm off for life. But anyway, and something has changed there. They're actually letting me up right now to some degree. But anyway, so what's happened now in LA? I'm sure the community now has risen up in favor of the police who have been shot. No, Gunther Eagleman video breaking. There are riots breaking out in LA following the influencer that I just told you. It goes by the name on TikTok of Richard L.A. Ricardo. Getting shot after he ran. No, why did he get shot? Because he rammed ICE vehicles.
Oh.
Okay, just so everybody knows, cop for 25 years. We had, I don't know how many shootings like this over my 25-year career. Couple. You know, this is, I mean, it's Sarasota is not Mayberry, but, you know, it's not a big, you know, like big city crime either. It's about 350,000 people live here. But anyway, so over my career, we had several shootings where cops had to shoot at people because their people were trying to run over them with their car. Okay, that's what's happening here. That is a lethal force situation. So why is there any problem whatsoever? Richard L.A. is here illegally, broadcasts the very fact that he lives here illegally, thumbs his nose to the fact that he's here illegally, not being deported. So they go to deport his rear end out of the country, rams ICE vehicles. They shoot at him. Ricochet, he gets hit in the elbow. Ricochet hits a ICE agent. Both are supposed to make a full recovery. But now riots are breaking out in LA. Here's today. Play for me. I just wanted to show you that's what's happening in LA, and it just shows you, you know, the attitude, the mindset of the Democratic Party. That's them. That's the Democratic Party violently defending the right for an illegal alien to ram his vehicle into federal agents' vehicles. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. Congratulations if you're a Democrat. Let me show you this video. Aaron, you just run this side by side when you get a chance. David Medina video. As soon as the courts allow President Trump, excuse me, to send federal troops to Portland, the Antifa encampment outside of ICE is suddenly cleaned up. Oh. Isn't that amazing?
Huh.
They know the National Guard is coming. So you know what? They leave. You know why? Because they are feckless cowards. Little pansy boys. Stinky, unshowered, pansy Antifa boys. That's who they are. They can only remember. You ever watch any of the Proud Boys versus Antifa videos? Some of the greatest videos of all time. If Antifa doesn't have 20 on one, they won't touch you. So this is what they do. They find out the National Guard is coming and they clean up their encampment. It's now over. You know, I wonder why it is that Trump wants to and has won the right in court to do so, send the National Guard into cities. This is why. Doesn't this look a whole lot nicer than a bunch of condoms and beer cans and needles and syringes and body odor people in tents in front of our federal buildings? Yeah. Good job again, Donald J. Trump. Let me show you this. Let me go back. Just border ideology, not our border. But what is coming here, what would have already been here? Think of this right now. We'd be 10 months into Kamala Harris right now. This would already be in place. Now, you want to talk about, I'm trying to find, I can't, I 2 Timothy 2:16, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. But now you yourselves are to put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Colossians 3:8. No cussing, but so it's hard. I mean, it's hard to describe. Can you side by side that for me, Aaron, just real quick? Because this is a Michael McCarthy video. I had two Michael McCarthy videos in a row. One zeroing in specifically on Muslims, and this one zeroing in on what he calls champagne socialists. You see them right there? And what's great is when you're white, you can just go ahead and absolutely be racist against white people. That's great. You know, here you have these disgusting white people, just absolutely repugnant, repulsive, disgusting human beings who let everybody in that they don't have to live with. They let every low IQ, inbred Pakistani moron into their... How dare you say that, Tom? It's the truth.
Yep.
You know what? Joe and Aaron are both my friends. I would classify them both as close friends. If I was an inbred low IQ moron, I would like for them to tell me. So at least I know where I stand.
Right.
You know, if you're a complete idiot and you notice that everybody runs from you, it's not everybody. It's you. It's one of the biggest things that I preach in church.
Yeah.
It's if you are somebody, you just notice when you walk in the room clears out. It's either you smell physically or you smell socially or both.
Yeah.
That is the way that it is. Somebody needs to tell you you're a jerk. You're like, Tom, you're kind of a jerk. You're kind of mean. Yeah, but maybe. But I never have a shortage of friends.
That's true.
And when I walk in a room, everybody doesn't leave. Now, one thing, though, I do have people leave when I'm preaching. So, you know, but I get told that. It's told to me right there by them packing up and leaving while I'm preaching. I'm the world leader. I know I am. But anyway, I mean, you got to have a lot of balls just to stand up in a dead, quiet church while I'm up there yelling and screaming and get up and just leave right in my face.
Right.
But they do. I mean, credit to them. I give them credit on the ball factor there. But these people right here, they let all of these rapists into the country. Let's just focus on the rapes because it's tens of thousands per year in the EU, in the UK, tens of thousands. The rape rates are through the roof because when you're dealing with an inbred, low IQ, Pakistani moron, they don't understand, first of all, that you don't have sex with 10-year-olds because Muhammad did. Muhammad had sex with a 6-year-old. He married a 6-year-old.
Yep.
You look into all the weirdness of this stuff. You're like, well, okay. And you need to look at the Talmud too.
Yep.
And what's allowed in the Talmud. The rape of a 3-year-old is allowed. And who do you execute after you rape the 3-year-old? The 3-year-old. Because she caused the elitist Israeli to commit the act. That's in the Talmud, by the way. So you have to attack everything with honesty. Would everybody agree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why you're like, okay, what are you, Tom? Are you like, are you pro-Israel? I am pro-Israel over Hamas, but I am not a sycophant for Israel. There's no Bible verse that says to bless Israel or you'll be cursed. Or curse Israel and you'll be cursed. There is no, that was spoken to Abram before he became Abraham. But regardless of that, so I just deal with everything with whatever is true. What's in the Talmud? That's really their governance Bible. That's the truth. That's what's written in there. And it's the same thing here. But back to the disgusting white people up here that never, ever have to deal with the ramifications of their own legislations, of their own policies. They never have to deal with the ramifications of it. Everybody who is middle class, lower end middle class, or the poor have to deal with the ramifications of their virtue signaling. Look how happy they are about themselves. Michael McCarthy video, the champagne socialists of Ireland. This is what they were doing last night as the news broke that a 10-year-old child was raped by an African asylum seeker they let in. Play it for me.
Watch this. See that guy there in the blue shirt? His name is Roger O'Gorman. He sent out tweets in 8 different languages, like what I showed yesterday on a video, in Somali, 8 different languages, asking people to come to Ireland, saying he'll give them a free house and free apartment within 4 months. After he sent those tweets, asylum applicants rose by over 400%. Watch this video. This is far leftists. Last night, when the news broke that a 10-year-old child was raped by an African asylum seeker, this is what they were doing, and they are all directly responsible for it. They all support it. They are champagne socialists who never have to deal with the consequences. They all make a lot of money. They'll never be in these poor working class areas that are being injected with foreigners, but they'll push it on those less fortunate, the lower class. See that guy there? He doesn't know the own gender of his child. Look at them all. Disgusting people. And this is them supporting Catherine Conley. This is them last night after a 10-year-old child was raped by an African asylum seeker. This is what they were doing. Celebrating themselves. That's Sinn Féin's leader.
We have come together from all...
When the news broke last night that a 10-year-old child was raped, this is after they were supporting these kind of policies. This is what they were doing. They were celebrating themselves. That's the kind of person these people are. Holding their own hands up, celebrating themselves as a 10-year-old child who's less fortunate, who doesn't have the same background as them, is raped by an African asylum seeker who they advocate injecting them into those areas. These are disgusting, dishonorable people.
All right, first, Aaron, I need you to pull off a miracle for me. I just sent you a video in to Telegram, this last one on our list. Can you pull it up? I'm going to try to fit it into this,
yeah.
See if you can get it for me. All right, so there you go. Now, you have these, and when you do, I'm just going to put it after the next Mike McCarthy video, so there's no hurry here.
Got it.
But anyway, I just have to show you this video. But anyway, because it directly aligns with the problem here. So here you have the very people. Imagine, I mean, again, I don't understand it, and Aaron's busy right now, so now I'll lean on Joe. Joe, can you explain it to me? I don't understand how it is that you know as a direct result of your policies and your legislations that a 10-year-old girl was raped by a man that you allowed in the country. And that goes for every freaking Democrat or pseudo-Democrat on the planet. And I know they go by different names, whether it's the Green Party, whether it's the Tories or the conservatives in the UK, but they really aren't. So it's the Tories and the Labour Party, whatever. The Democrats around the world, I don't understand. What are you celebrating? The very fact that your daughters will never be raped by the people you allow in the country, but the guy who's a steel worker's daughter will be? I mean, what? And then you're up there celebrating yourselves, and they look so freaking haughty. There are 6 things the Lord hates, 7 that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes and a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked schemes. Feet that are quick to rush into evil. A false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Proverbs 6:16-19. A haughty eyes and a lying tongue. Just disgusting people. Look how happy we are with ourselves. We're actually going to create a celebration to celebrate ourselves. We are going to celebrate an award show. I mean, we are going to put on an award show for ourselves.
Yeah.
We're going to actually create a ceremony for ourselves. That's who these people, I mean, that's what it means to be a Democrat as a 10-year-old. Let's just think about this for a minute. A 10-year-old being freaking raped by the person they let in the country. There's no guilt. Here's the thing. It's not that they're ambivalent. It's not even that. They are definitely ambivalent, but it's not even that they have no guilt. They're up there celebrating themselves. I mean, it'd be one thing to try to blow it off.
Right.
Be one thing to have some cognitive dissonance, some denial. They're up there celebrating themselves after the person they allowed in the country rapes a 10-year-old. But it won't affect them because they live behind the guns and walls that they don't allow the rest of their country to have. Michael McCarthy video. Support remigration. Here's mosques on the map in Ireland. Play it for me.
There are now more Muslims in Ireland than there are traditional Irish speakers. And I want to show you this video. This is Islamic centers in Ireland. Graham Linehan said, it's like the game Civilization, where when one side is on the way to achieving the religious victory win condition. This is Ireland. To give you another example of how drastic immigration into Europe is, so people know this isn't normal. There are more immigrants in the city of Berlin, just the city of Berlin, than there are in the whole country of China. So the city of Berlin has more immigrants than the whole of China. In Ireland, our foreign-born population sits around 20%. We have 26 counties. That is like giving 5 counties up to foreign populations. And that is continuing to grow unless something is done. Immigration into Europe is way too high. It has to be reversed.
Thank goodness we don't live in Ireland, right? The reason why I show those videos is because Canada's gone and the United States is gone unless we change something right now.
Yep.
Notice Mexico's not gone. Why is that? Nobody's migrating there.
Weird.
It's weird, isn't it? It's almost like they allow Mexicans to run Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's got nothing to do with race or gender. I'm just talking about nationalism. There's more illegal migrants in Berlin than all of China, a country of 1.4 billion people. Aaron, you may not remember the specific title, but do you remember the new prime minister of Japan? What agency did she reopen?
Oh, yeah, the Department of Mass Deportation.
The Department of Mass Deportation. They don't even have a mass they don't even have a mass importation problem, but yet they're still going to do a mass deportation. You got to love that woman.
Yeah.
There's another good one out there. But, I mean, you just think about it. It's gone. But if we don't have the birth rates, we have American families have 1.9 kids per family. In order to sustain your population, to even sustain it, you have to have 2.1. Canada's less than us. Many parts of the EU are less than 1.5. And the Muslims have around 8 kids per family. Ugh. Or more. 17, 18 family with multiple wives even. So it is over unless we close our borders to Muslim immigrants. You're allowed to be a Muslim in the United States. You're allowed to worship the demonic God Allah. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to worship Satan. I support your right to do whatever you want to do. But we certainly do not need to import it. We don't need any more Ilhan Omars. Where did the rapists come from? Where did the rapists come from that raped that 10-year-old girl? Came from Roger O'Gorman, that leftist, idiot, moron, white guy, on the stage with his hands up celebrating himself. He hugged by all the other liberal white women with their hair lopped off, celebrating themselves. What your country needs is more rapists.
Of course.
Don't we all wake up in the morning and say, you know what our country needs? More sex abusers.
Yeah, we're missing some.
We, right? Yeah. We need more of that.
Yeah.
So where do you go to get them? Somalia, Ilhan Omar's country. That's where he went. That's where the guy came from. And Roger O'Gorman goes to Somalia, puts out an ad campaign. Why would you do this I can't remember what Michael McCarthy said his official title is, but why would you, as Roger O'Gorman, official whatever, go and recruit Somali refugees unless you want to overthrow your country? And is that not treason? Is open border not treason? What would comprise treason if an open border is not? I know this sounds superfluous right now because Trump has closed the border. Yeah, leave that up, Aaron. Because Trump has closed the border, but we only got 3.5 years left to Trump. And hopefully J.D. Vance wins, and hopefully he's Trump 2.0. But I don't know. You never know. But anyway, this is why we have to recognize, you really, I'm trying to, 20% of their population is now foreign born. They've lost a big giant chunk of their country. Mosques are everywhere, and they strategically put those mosques. They put the mosques at the very tip of Ireland, the very southern end of the UK, so they can mark that this area is conquered. They've done that on purpose.
Yep.
And you can have black call, like Dearborn, Michigan, call to prayer 5 times a day, starting at 5 a.m. Can you imagine being woken up with bawah? You imagine that every day? And but Varun and I tried to go out and sing, you know, here I am to worship.
At 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m. We'll go to jail.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Roger Gorman, minister for, oh yeah, this is Ireland, minister for children. So he imports a rapist for a 10-year-old as the minister for children, equality, disability, integration, and youth. I mean, what can anybody explain to me what anybody would be doing as a minister for children, equality, disability, integration, youth? What do you do all day? Absolutely freaking nothing and make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year doing it and get donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to you for doing nothing. All day long, does nothing. And he goes to Somalia and causes a 400% increase in Somali requests to migrate to Ireland. Why would he do that? Except to overthrow his own country, to invade his own country for his own political expediency. I love this opinion in this video. Play it for me.
What you're saying is somehow whites were about to choke to death on their own homogeneity when people like yourself kindly arrived in diversity and saved us from ourselves. No, we built a wonderful country that your ancestors could not have been. That is why people like you come here. And the more you come in larger numbers, you will change the country my ancestors built into something else. And it is completely normal for me to wish to oppose them.
Mr. Taylor, I've taken enough of your time.
Yeah, why don't you answer that, lady? Why is it? I mean, it's very simple, isn't it? I don't care about the white, black, or anything else. Basically, I'm looking at it, Western civilization. Now, yes, I mean, the truth of the matter is Western civilization was built by white people.
Yep.
All right, it's just the way that it is. I mean, and I'm not saying whites are superior to blacks or anybody else. I don't care about any of that. What I do care about is this. What's the truth? What's the truth? Why is it that illegal immigrants or even legal immigrants are, you know, I'll use legal just to change the subject for a minute or just to, you know, change the kind of the tenor of the conversation for just a moment. So a legal immigrant comes in. Now they're immigrating for a reason. Would everybody agree? Mm-hmm. They don't want to live where they used to live. So why is it that they are allowed to come into this country? Like Ilhan Omar, say it's a dirty, disgusting, corrupt country, live in contradiction to the Constitution, i.e., Muslim no-go zones, Muslim police departments, Muslims call to prayer. Why are they allowed to come in and try to change our country into the country they left? Because the thing is, they're not coming here to be part of America. They're coming here as conquerors.
Yep.
They're coming here to conquer America. And the thing is, if it's so great where they are, then why are none of them staying there? Now, that's the simplistic argument, which, by the way, does apply to many. I mean, if Somali immigrants, unless they're Muslim, are not trying to, they're actually trying to come to a better place. And not necessarily to take over, but there's just so many of them allowed in by the white leftard morons there, you know, that I play in the video. But anyway, so there is argument they're leaving for, you know, because they don't want to live where they are. But when you're dealing with Muslim immigrants, it's because they're coming here to conquer. Because who are you going to proselytize in Saudi Arabia? Who are you going to proselytize in a Muslim country, in Iran or Iraq? They're already all Muslim. And most of Somalia is Muslim too.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're coming as invaders. And what's so amazing about that video is, you come as if you are an improvement. How are you an improvement? You come as if we need your help. You're coming for our help. How is that we need yours? That would be like me going to somebody with more money, but like way more money than me, who's a multi-millionaire, and me going to them and saying, you know what? Thank you for giving me millions. You know what? Let me teach you how to make money. They don't need my help. I went to them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly, and we are the only ones on earth that ever put up with this crap. Why do we put up with it? I mean, I know other bent over, you know, transgender loving Emmanuel Macrons of the world, They're hero. I mean, I don't know if you can even call him transgender or just fully homosexual. But anyway, his wife certainly is some sort of transgender. But anyway, I don't know. But but anyway, there's others that allow it, but not to the degree that we do. We allow people to come in, and Western civilization guilt us. You know, they come in, they're like, you need to change into what we are. You need to accept our non-Western values. No, screw all of you. Get out, you inbred morons. Get out of here. We don't want you. That's what you say. If that's the truth, that's what you say. Got to show you this one. Johnny Maga video. Trump on Barack Obama's hideous presidential library. Play it for me.
You're building your ballroom right now. They're also building the Obama Presidential Library. I'm wondering if you've
needs help.
Have you seen pictures of the architecture? And
yeah, I did. It's not too pretty. No, but it's closed. It stopped. They ran out of money. It means building a library / museum. You know, you call it some museum, some, and usually they call it library and museum. That's the official name. And they're stuck. And he wanted only women and DEI to build it. Well, that's what they got. And the construction workers are standing out there and saying, we want to be able to build it. You know, you have great, I built a great building in Chicago, as you know, a big, beautiful building, one of the tallest buildings in the country. And we got it built very quickly, very well. And we use the construction workers of Chicago. They're great workers. They're great construction people. And I suggest that he get them involved. But they're hundreds of millions of dollars over budget, and I think it stopped. I'm reading these terrible stories, but that's the way our country was run under President Obama, too. Nobody knew it.
Have you been to Obama's presidential library? Of course not. No one has. It's been in the works for 8 years, and it's only half done. But it is breaking records. For the most days between leaving office and the grand opening, nearly 3,000 days and counting. Originally, it was supposed to cost $350 million, but a couple minor setbacks, some snowy winters. The price tag is now over $800 million. The Bulls built Jordan the United Center for under $200 million. Is Barack a bigger deal than Michael? We'll leave that debate for Stephen A. And speaking of Jordan, even he couldn't save Obama's pet project. He donated millions along with, of course, George Soros to help dig more dirt. But this library was doomed from the start because it was being built up with DEI.
Part of the reason we're here is because today is our big groundbreaking for the Presidential Center in Jackson Park. And, you know, it's going to be a four-year project, a lot of work being done. And part of Michelle and my commitment was we want to make sure that the workforce on the center is representative of Chicago.
Obama demanded a third of the workforce to be minorities. No exceptions. But work didn't last for long. 3 years ago, a worker flagged a rope that looked like a noose, so Obama blew the whistle and sent everyone to anti-bias boot camp. Since then, the site's in disrepair. Cracked concrete as far as the eye can see. And now the DEI contractors are backstabbing Barack, suing him for $40 million for racial discrimination. Obama stepped on his own shovel. This is what happens when you make racial promises you can't keep. Lawsuits, cost overruns, and slowdowns. But versions of his DEI boondoggle have played out all over America for years. It's why we celebrate DEI Thursdays. Biden tied up his own projects in woke red tape. You want a new road in Maine? Good luck finding a diverse construction contractor. The state's 90% white. This is how you end up spending $8 billion on a half dozen charging stations. You got to be rational and flexible. Democrats ripped Trump for not paying contractors to finish jobs. Will they do the same for Barack? Donald Trump changed city skylines around the world, yet Obama can't even finish a library at a local park.
Did everybody see that building? That looks like a giant pile of dog poop. I mean, what on earth are you building? And again, I know I said this at the beginning of the show, but I just got to say it one more time. Remember, Hussein Obama left office somewhere around, it was January 20th to 2017. He hasn't finished his library yet. I mean, we're about 4 months from that being 9 years ago. So let's just round it up. 9 years ago, he pseudo broke ground. Whatever. I know he didn't break ground exactly that, you know, that amount of time, but he hasn't been able to build a library in 9 years. And the budget for his library is $800 million. This advocate for the black poor. Well, I mean, I'm always hearing this about rich preachers. Well, all that money, especially from the left, all that money that so-and-so flies around in his private jet when they talk about rich preachers could be spent on the poor. How about this $800 million that Hussein Obama is building as a giant building of celebration for the worst president in American history prior to Joe Biden? I mean, $800 million. And I love the one part of it because I forgot about that part. Where they had their own rope noose controversy right in the middle of it, shut down the operation. Where somebody on the premises finds a rope that looks like a noose. I mean, imagine how simple-minded you have to be a Democrat. That anything and everything triggers you. Whether it's Bubba Wallace, Aaron brought that up. You're Bubba Wallace, and it's obviously a rope tie to where you use it to pull the garage door open. And in your simplistic, convoluted, reprobate mind, you think it's a noose. And it does it to him over and over and over again. And every one of these instances either turns out to be nothing or a hoax created by the accuser.
Right.
And remember, I'm trying to remember the name of, because Jesse Waters said it, but I can't remember now, of the basketball arena that Michael Jordan played in, something or whatever arena. $200 million to build that for the arena. That, and then after Michael Jordan plays in that thing, just bark it out and I hear you typing. Michael Jordan plays in that. How many billions did that arena make? I mean, over all of Michael Jordan's career. And now, I mean, even before that, even before Jordan was around, or even after Jordan was around, whatever. The arena stands, the Bulls play in it. I'm sure they're playing something. Maybe they're playing something new now. I don't know.
United Center.
The United Center cost $200 million. Obama's celebration to himself, that I'm not trying not to be disgusting, but it looks like a concrete erection.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks absolutely ridiculous. I mean, what exactly are you trying to build there? It looks like a hideous concrete erection. And it's still not built 9 years after he leaves office. Look at here, days between leaving White House and opening of library. Reagan, 1,000 days. Clinton, 1,300 days. Bush, 1,500 days. Herbert Walker Bush, 1,700 days. And Obama, 3,000 and counting. That's what it means to be a Democrat. That is exactly what it means to be a Democrat. Do nothing and act like you do everything. That's what it means to be a Democrat. All right, let's go to the next one. Rep. Anna Paulina Luna video. These are not just paid protesters. They're professional protesters. This is what this is how the Democratic Party gets these protests. Play for me.
Right now, I'm representing myself, and I'm representing the folks at Rise and Resist who have been trained.
Okay, so Rise and Resist.
How much
do they pay you to wear this vest?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
So I did some digging, and the woman trying to stop my interview is named Karen Shaw. She is a professional protester. I found her at almost 100 different protests. Let's look at her portfolio, shall we? Here's her outside Trump Tower saying TikTok time's up. Here's her saying ban guns, not drag. Amazing. This is her telling us that lies have consequences. She is also very passionate about abortion. Even in the video right now, she's just wearing a hat that says abortion on it. Sometimes she gets less creative though and just holds a sign that says enough. Now here I found her working with a different professional protester that I've exposed. This is Stuart Waldman. He was there when they raised the Palestinian flag over City Hall in Rhode Island.
Everyone knows you.
Everyone knows me?
You are. They know what you do.
I know what you do as well, Stuart Waldman. You are on the board of riseandresist.org, the company that is paying people like Karen for a second job as a professional protester. And the donation link to give you money is just Act Blue, which is the fundraising platform for the Democrat Party. That's who you are, Stuart Waldman. Now back to Karen. I found her with another professional protester that I've exposed. This was back at the Tesla protest. This is just a few photos of this other professional protester out of maybe 50 that I found.
Now I want to congratulate everybody again, myself, everybody watching, Joe, Aaron, everybody, because I want everybody to know that you and I pay for that.
Great.
I just want you to know that you and I pay for that. You and I are paying for Hussein Obama's boondoggle, also of a library. All of this money, I mean, who would give all of this money? You know, like George Soros does it. George Soros doesn't give a freaking dime of his own money, ever. Where does he get all of his money from? USAID, from our federal government. That's where it comes from. I guarantee you, all of Obama's library money has come from what? Everybody knows the three-letter word that I'm about to say. NGOs.
Yep.
Whether they call themselves NGOs or not, that is all our country is about, is our money, yours and mine. We work for free every day because of it. You work 2-3 days a week for free so that Obama gets a celebration to himself, a great gray non-finished erection. That's what you get. And we are paying those protests. Yes, it's out of Act Blue. Rise and resist. Where does rise and resist come from? Funded exclusively by Act Blue, which is the Democratic Party financier. That's it. Alvin Bragg says, I didn't receive any Act Blue money. No, he received money from a Act Blue funded super PAC.
Yep.
That's how it all works. And you and I pay for Act Blue from NGOs. The folks, just $37 trillion in debt with no benefit to us. We have holes, potholes everywhere. All of our costs are through the roof. I went through Canada yesterday, where they are now compared to where they were. It's all on purpose, but I don't have time to get into that. But all of our money goes into these NGOs, and we pay to protest ourselves. Karen Shaw, as Aaron said, apropos named Karen, is paid for by Rise and Resist, which is paid for by AgBlue, which is paid for by NGOs, which is paid for by you and me. Through maybe a long lineage of NGOs, but it comes from you and me. All the George Soros funded district attorneys are paid for by you and I, and it has to stop. And the latest CR wouldn't have stopped it, by the way. All right, 10:14, that's it. All right. Rumble Rants tonight, D9597, $20. Robin Aroni, $5. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you guys. Listen, stick around for the post game. It is awesome. I know I say that all the time. I say it all the time because it's usually awesome. Stick around for the post game. You'll love it. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you.